Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Talk more Browns to get an insight on Browns Steelers, what these next two games mean. Let's head out to the fan hotline. Covers the team for Cleveland.com. Joins Afternoon Drive every single Wednesday. It is Ashley Bastock joining us now. Ashley, what's going on?
Hey, not much, Jake. What's going on with you?
Nothing much. Ashley, we've never talked before. This is our first time having an interview together. We're going to figure out if we step off on the right foot. I want your favorite Christmas movie. Where is it?
My favorite Christmas movie is probably It's a Wonderful Life. I love it. I think it's a classic for a reason. If I had to pick a more modern one, I would go with Home Alone. And my favorite thing about Home Alone is everything is explained. Like, it's the perfectly written movie. And you can say, oh, well, like, this would never happen in 2020 or, like, 2025, whatever. The good thing about it is it's all explained, and it makes sense for the time. So those are my top two for sure.
Well, I would say we start off on a great foot because those are both great choices.
Amazing.
Big fan of Home Alone, and my family has a thing for It's a Wonderful Life. We end up watching it every single year, so I have no knock towards it. It's a good movie. I have plenty of knocks for the Browns, and we're probably going to get into some of them. But I'll start things off. I hear so much right now about ownership has not made up their mind on Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Berry at this point, but probably more so Kevin. Do we feel like with two games left to go that that's the case, that it is still they're up in the air on what happens with the head coaching position by the time this year's over?
Yeah, you know, it is really so hard to try to get a grasp of what exactly is going on now. And I think that's like across the board for all of us. It's not like anyone's being told, oh, yeah, it's like everyone's fine, everything's safe, like don't worry about it. But we're not hearing definitively the opposite either. So I think we're still in that wait and see mode. And look, I think in theory, like maybe they might have an idea, but we'll still have to wait and see how these last couple of weeks go. And look, like the Bills game for me is an interesting example, right? Because I thought the Browns really, they obviously lose that game, but they kept it closer mostly than anyone would give them credit for. I don't think you saw them go out there and quit. Now, the flip side of that is this team has lost games to the New York Jets and Tennessee Titans that they should have won. I still am of the mind, like, I think Andrew Berry is going to be here regardless. And I think especially this past draft class really helped solidify it because he just absolutely nailed it along with this front office. And look, Carson Schlesinger is probably getting NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. If he doesn't, he should. And I think he should have been a Pro Bowler. The problem is he's a linebacker on a 3-win team. But I do think Andrew Berry absolutely nailed this draft class. I think it gives the Browns a reason to keep him here. And I think with Kevin Stefanski and the coaching situation, we're still just going to have to kind of wait and see how things play out.
Knowing what these two games can potentially be, obviously Cincinnati now with a ton of wins, you can only imagine what week 18 might look like. And even coming up this week, I mean, Steelers have a chance before the game actually kicks off on Sunday to have the AFC North all but locked up. If these two games end up being the worst possible case scenario where it's no starters playing, is there anything within those two games that you think could genuinely swing the organization one way or another when it comes to Kevin?
I mean, that's what's so hard, I think, to gauge. And again, when you're dealing with especially ownership in the NFL, it's so hard to figure out what they're thinking and what could sway them one way or the other. And look, like even when Jimmy Haslam has talked over the last year, there's been different things he said that people have latched onto, right? I think like at the owners' meetings, when he talked about Deshaun Watson being a swing and a miss and knowing it was going to be an uphill battle without them having a clear-cut answer at quarterback going into the 2025 season, it kind of was signaling at the time that, oh, like these guys are going to be safe, meaning Andrew and Kevin regardless. But on the flip side of that, at training camp, everyone kind of latched on to that comment he made about three wins isn't going to cut it. And if they go that way again, like you do have to wonder, two straight losing seasons, two single-digit win seasons, like what they're going to do as far as, if anything, this, well, these last couple of weeks can swing them one way or the other. It's hard to tell. Like, just because the Browns aren't playing for anything. I mean, I will say if the Browns show some fight in each of these last two games, if they would come up with wins, it would say something to me that they didn't quit despite the circumstances. But, of course, if they lose, we all know it's better for the draft positioning. So there would still obviously be that benefit in not winning these games. But, you know, they still have to be concerned with the product on the field. So it is just really, really difficult to say right now.
And Ashley Bastock with us here on the Fan Hotline. We heard from Joel Bitonio today kind of give his defense of Kevin Stefanski and being the coach here next year. Does that hold any weight beyond just we know the players like to play for him and we know Joel's a guy that has stuck up for him and been fond of Kevin in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I think that should hold some weight, especially because this isn't just like a player saying that to get in good graces with his head coach, right? I mean, Joel Bitonio is a pro bowler. He's an all-pro player. He's the longest tenured member of this Browns roster, and he has been through the ringer and the ups and downs with this organization. Obviously, he's had a couple of playoff seasons with them. He also was a part of the infamous 1-31 stretch, and I think like Joel's affinity for Kevin Stefanski is understandable when you consider he's been a part of such pure chaos here from Hugh Jackson to the Freddie Kitchens year. Like, his head coach has not always been the adult in the room, so to speak, but Kevin Stefanski has. So I think it's understandable why Joel feels that way. I think it should carry some weight, especially when you consider, I mean, I know I've seen and heard fans asking, like, does Kevin Stefanski have this locker room? Does he have buy-in from this locker room? I think it's meaningful for Joel Bitonio to come out and give that sort of support publicly for Kevin Stefanski.
Ashley, you brought up the idea of improving.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Moving the draft position, so I want to ask you, when it comes to the organization, what should mean more, getting a win over the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday or getting a better draft position come April?
I like this big picture sort of thinking. Look, it's interesting because I am like one of the most negative people when it comes to the draft in general. Like, we have this joke about a lot of the times I feel like draft picks are marketing strategies, right? They're unknown entities. And that's why when they traded away from Travis Hunter in this year's draft, I was like, okay, if you're trading away from a guy who everyone is, you know, fairly confident is going to be an early contributor and is very talented, for the possibility of different talent next year, like, it's always this kind of carrot you can dangle and say, well, we have these draft picks. But, I mean, in theory, the win against the Steelers really would mean nothing. Like, I mean, I guess it's always good to beat the Steelers and it's good for fan morale, but if you're still talking about draft picks as the marketing strategy and going after a top-tier talent guy in the top three picks, in theory, that should be more meaningful. Now, I am, like, still the person that's going to be the most down on that possibility because we don't know what the draft class looks like. You don't know what exactly they're going to do with the pick, et cetera. But realistically, I think you look at the future of the organization as a whole, and the draft pick just means more because the Browns aren't playing for anything this season.
Well, obviously, the higher-up draft pick could mean quarterback. It's a conversation we've been having. Given the entire situation that I laid out with the Steelers and in the division and everything, how does that sort of change what the next two games can mean for Shador and what he's able to prove?
Yeah, so I think, like, the unfortunate thing for Shador Sanders is, like, he was just given this really small sample size, right? And I think he's done a lot to maximize it. You know, the Chicago game was a step back, but I think he took another step forward this past week against the Bills. And I'm reminded of one of Andrew Berry's favorite quotes about development not being linear. So I think we've seen that from Shador already. And what's going to be a small sample size that, look, it's not fair that he only has 7 games or 7.5 games, but it's what he's working with. So I think what he needs to show in these next couple of games is basically what he's been showing, which is he's not repeating mistakes. I think that's huge for rookie quarterbacks. Like, he will have throws he wants back, right? You think about the interception from a few weeks ago that he threw towards Gage Larvidan, but he hasn't made another pick quite like that one since then. And I thought on Sunday against the Bills, he showed how elusive and mobile he can be, which he certainly was not given enough credit for across the board throughout the draft process. So I think if he keeps showing those things, keeps showing, hey, I'm not going to make the same mistakes. What he's making it easier for, I think, everyone to do is look at this team and think, man, what would Shador Sanders look like if he had one or two more really good first-round talent pass catchers around him? If he had an offensive line that wasn't comprised entirely of backups? So I really think Shador Sanders just keeps need to be himself over these last couple of weeks. Don't start repeating mistakes. And he will have made, I think, a good case for this team, the best possible case that he can make as one person, as one quarterback, that he should be the guy. And then I think everyone goes from there.
And again, Ashley Bastock with us. All right, we've talked about Kevin, a little bit about Andrew, Shador. The two games, we've laid out them all. What are these two games? Who does it mean more for between those three guys?
Ooh, between those three guys, you know, I would say probably Shador Sanders at this point, just because no one knows what they're going to do. And I think Shador needs to make his best possible case. I think it's like around January 23rd or so that the Browns will have a better idea of who is even coming out in this draft. But I think until then, like, we're not really going to know what direction they're leaning. And I think just knowing the fact they're not really playing for anything, knowing the fact that, hey, everyone already knows how good this draft class is. I don't think there's much more Andrew Berry needs to do in that regard. Like, we still just don't know where they stand on the coaching thing, which makes me think, like, this means the most for Shador Sanders and in figuring out what direction this team is going to go at quarterback, because maybe that will also influence what they do at head coach. And, like, if they decide Shador is the guy getting a head coach or staying with Kevin Stefanski, who's going to be best for him? I think that then also becomes part of the equation. So by that extension, I think what Shador Sanders does is also important for Kevin Stefanski. So I'm going to go with Shador on that one.
All right, Ashley, looking to the defensive side of the ball, between the entire, you know, being able to break a record in 16 games, now the season expanded to 17, how much more pressure is on Miles to go through and at least get that half sack, if not just break the record with a full sack on Sunday?
I think there is certainly pressure on this situation now. And look, I think we're going to have to see what the Steelers do. But in terms of if they clinch the division on Saturday, will they play their starters on Sunday? Will they play Aaron Rodgers? If they do play Aaron Rodgers, Myles Garrett has never sacked him in his career. They've only played each other two times, in 2021 in Green Bay in that Christmas Day game that the Browns lost, and then earlier this season. And when they played earlier this season, Aaron Rodgers quick gamed this defense. He was getting the ball out so fast and didn't allow Myles Garrett to take that game over or to get a sack. So I think then you're talking about, okay, if he doesn't get a sack this week again, it's breaking the record in the final week, and there's not really much more pressure than that. I guess the flip side of that is he's obviously had a ton of success against the Bengals in doing that. But I think it's also true that we all think and talk about the record more than Myles Garrett does. So I don't know how much pressure he feels exactly, but I think it's worth noting, like, the clock is kind of winding down here, and one of these opponents, he doesn't have a career sack against.
Ashley, we always appreciate the time, especially around the holidays. So I wish you a happy holidays. And hopefully we got to talk for the first time. Hopefully we get to talk again sometime in the near future.
All right. Sounds good, Jake. Thanks for keeping this on the rails this week. Great job.
Listen, Nick and JP can go anywhere. I only got one person. If Nick was here, it might just go off the rails. It might not have control. But I did all right today.
Super
just
valid.
Keep it fine. Thanks,
Super
Ashley.
Super valid. All right. Thanks, Jake.
Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com, with us there on the Fan Hotline. We'll react to some of what she had to say as well. Jake Murren apparently has some disastrous Christmas movie takes that I'm going to have to push back on. It's coming your way in 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick in for Nick and JP here on Afternoon Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.